The UPS was sent to the workshop for scrapping. It's a pity for a big case. Use the opposite way, and it will be a powerful charger. When once the joy in the morning met me for the first time, I thought, let it run for 15 minutes with 20 to 30 amperes, and the car would definitely start, and I would make up for being late for work right away. To work by bus, in the storeroom I found a large transformer with UO 15 to 16 VAC. Accu plates are not cast, but pressed from PB powder. A surface charge is formed on them, which penetrates into the volumetric one and is best charged in 1/2. Full is 14.44 volts. A large diode in series with the H4 bulb as a limiting R and short circuit protection with a clamp. Due to the lack of thick 3 by 1.25 mm wires, I connected the makeshift at home. The light bulb turned orange. I checked it from time to time. After MYW 3 hours, the 45 ampere hour accu exceeded 15 volts and started bubbling. The bulb indicates but loses power that should go to the accu. In order to leave them safely, for example, throughout the night, you need an automatic device. 13 volts on was dropping, and the relay was rattling and sparking. If the clamps lost contact during charging, they would burn out quickly. This was prevented by the MOS. It also protects the clamps from short-circuiting. Charging starts with the AQ connection with U less than 5 volts. At least that's what each has, and supports it, doubled with a half plus sine wave. In the negative, it supports only U from the accu, so how to disconnect them or make a bad contact charger off? The main transformer has a separate fuse. After removing it, you can apply external U to the clamps without fear and set 14.5 volts. Information about the thresholds gives the LED in series with the OptoTriac. Jumper would not have to wait for 2 hours until the timer counts it down or figure out how to skip it. Free transformer was great. Probably also with microwave, but before I checked it, someone used it on Q. Classic, and I suppose, to save yourself in 15 to 20 minutes. I shortened the housing with flex, moved the back panel, etc., and presented the charger to my friend. After a good year, you know, shoemaker without shoes, I put in such a layout to yours, but with a different timer, out of laziness, simpler printing, and 2 times less monsters to drill. And for a TRIAC relay with IG 10 milliamps, they issued R1206 in terms of power, but they have a risky small distance between the ends. Voltage is better 2010. The most reliable are THT, 0.25 to 0.6 watts. The charger came in handy recently when I inadvertently left the car at the parking light. For something else, I needed a pulsating 12 volts red diode. It worked from 3 volts, and with Zener 13, from 14.5 volts. Pulsating informs you that you need to think about a new accu. By the way, very sharp knees have glass, silver American Zeners, practically nothing below the knees.